public hearing for the potential door expansion to order. It is seven, 10 minutes after seven on the 7th of June. All members of council are in attendance along with members of the administrative staff, Mayor Stow, and a couple of friends from, that are strong, more than strong acquaintances, but friends in the audience. This is about a door expansion. Mr. Sanford put a map up against the podium there showing the potential expansion of the door footprint. Are there any questions or concerns? I know we've had a couple three meetings about the location, the potential location of the door expansion. Are there any questions or concerns from members of council for the administrative staff regarding the expansion? Hearing none, and since we have two members of the public here, Mr. and Mrs. Hussman, would either of you like to make comments either for or against?
I have a question.
Please.
I don't.
I think technically, for the record, you need to identify yourself, but I'm sure we all are very familiar with who you are.
Sandy Hussman, 5960 Indian Trail. So thank you.
Welcome back.
It's so nice.
Please.
It's so lovely to see you all. And at some point, maybe we can all hug. But I just have a question that kind of came to me today, or I would have seen it the normal way of asking Lindsay about it. But I was thinking about, as the door expands and into the village, if there's a time, and there's been times when we've rented it out, the village out, for nonprofit groups, whatever, or profit group. Doesn't matter either way. And I think you said this before, that there's a way for us to say this area is a private party or something like that, so that we could still rent it out and have that available, or if we ourselves at Heritage Savannah would want to have a get together of some sort, a fundraiser. Could we, I don't know if it's excluding
Dora, but I guess it is excluding Dora, so that we can have our events. That's the question.
Mrs. Bryan.
Thank you. Thanks, Sandy. Yes, you are definitely permitted to rope off areas of the Dora that you, for a private event, and you can, it probably would be helpful to put some sort of barricade or structure up so that people know that that area is closed, but yes, that is perfectly permissible. And also, if there's days that there are field trips, the Dora hours start at noon, just put a sign up, no Dora until at 3 o'clock or whatever. Those, that's all permissible.
But we could still alcohol at those other events.
Correct, as long as you have the F2 permit. Yep, absolutely. Yep, you're sure.
Any other questions from the audience?
So going on that, Leslie,
yes.
This just kind of came to me. So mm-hmm. Who, that would not, if you were to say on this day, in this spot, Dora starts at 3 p.m. instead of noon, does that take an act of council, or who makes that call?
That is a council decision. You can make it part of the legislation if you would like, and just carve out certain days or certain months or whenever that you can include certain hours, certain times.
So,
I think there was a little bit of concern that that could cause confusion. But
so the way it's set up now is Mrs. Hoffman would come to council and say, hey, on this day we want the hours to be changed, and then we get the vote on it?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that was what you understood as well.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. No, she can, the historical village, they can just do that when they want.
So they don't need council,
they don't need council
or anything like
you're
that.
Right.
It's not
temporary,
like any banner.
Yes, correct. Correct.
They have the flexibility to do that.
Yes.
And adjust that situation as necessary.
That's correct. Yep.
And would, like, say another group like Redbird be able to adjust it on Main Street at a, you know, just whenever, or how does that work?
I think the distinction, this is the Historical Village's parcel of property, that would be actually closing the right of way.
Okay.
I think that's the distinction.
Sure.
Because we wouldn't want to say, you know, you can't have Dora because we're having an event.
Yeah. I just didn't want to get in a situation where Pair Pennsylvania had to come to council and ask
Exactly. So. And I can, we can amend the legislation to make it specific to Heritage Slovenia having the authority to designate it if you want.
I don't really have a strong opinion, however you suggest.
Okay.
I just wanted to
okay.
Clarify
sure,
how
good
the
question.
Process works.
Yep. No.
What's council's thought in regards to that slight modification of the language allowing Heritage Slovenia to modify the hours, but effectively nobody else could do that without coming to council?
What are the door hours now? Isn't it like
noon to midnight?
Mm-hmm. So, are you thinking they'd be modified in the opposite direction? Like some would say we don't want door. I mean, it's pretty broad right now.
I think it's restricting as if they had like a school field trip there at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday or something, and they would want in the village for not to start until 3 or on a certain day, is sort of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable with these temporary changes not having to come to us, whether it's Heritage Slovenia or another group that we can't anticipate right now. But if there's someone, if Heritage Slovenia found that they're repeatedly having an issue with an overlap with school children or fundraising or who knows what types of events, then when it's a more permanent change, that's when it would come. That is what I would lean towards.
And I think we were talking about what we wanted to put Heritage Slovenia into the legislation tonight as the only exception. Is that
correct?
Mm-hmm. To the permanent?
And accept that they would be permitted to include that in the legislation. They can now, they can currently restrict certain hours for in the village. If they wanted to, or if we were concerned about other groups doing that, we could carve out a special exception for Heritage Slovenia being permitted to do it.
But what other organization can you think of that would have that ability? I mean, the only one that could do it, because the only way we can have a door is, mm-hmm. is at Heritage is because that is city-owned property,
right,
correct?
Right.
Otherwise, it would be private property and we couldn't do it there, correct?
Right.
No, I think private property is okay now. I mean, when you look at the current DORA legislation, it looks like any property in the county can be included.
In the DORA?
Yeah.
Really?
The legislation keeps changing, but the last time they changed it was last October. I think we're getting a really complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. All squares are, all rectangles are squares, not all squares are rectangles.
Right.
Maybe we just leave it alone. And if it becomes an issue, maybe we address it. Any other questions from members of council?
No.
Any other questions from the audience? Then I'd entertain a motion to advance the legislation for the door expansion to council's meeting here in a few minutes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. McCann, Mrs. Capellini, I think that was any further discussion? Or did somebody beat Katie?
Oh, did you say second?
I didn't hear.
Sorry, Lindsay, you're better out of my radio than I left here. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion carried. Thank you very much. And we will close the door expansion public hearing at 7:20 p.m.